rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey, everyone.
Hope you had a great week. We are back with lots of news, and we're going to take a little detour, kind of, because it's theme park and rec, so that means recreation. So we're going to cover some of the Central Florida pumpkin patches, fall festivals for you.
Just cover that for you. Just a little bit of them that we found out about.
Couple of them. So we're going to get into that later on, but let's get through the theme park news, starting with Walt Disney World. The gondolas are back open.
Yes, after the October 5th breakdown, they're now back open, which is awesome, but they're on a limited time schedule. It's changing daily, so if you are at the parks or if you plan to go to the parks, remember to go and check the app for hours or even the website. So just make sure to keep that in mind that it might not be running sometimes of the day, but it is up and running since it's shut down.
Perfect.
And Disney released a statement. So they said, following a complete review with the manufacturer, we've made adjustments to our processes and training, and we are improving how we communicate with guests during their flight with Disney Skyliner. We again offer our deepest apologies to the guests impacted by the malfunction that resulted in extended operating delays on October 5th.
Well, good news. They got it up and running again.
Yes. So,
yeah, go check that out next time you're at the Walt Disney World theme parks. Buses, this is awesome. Wi-Fi now installed on select Walt Disney World buses.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. The new buses that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
They had
the chargers.
The charging.
Yeah.
They also now have Wi-Fi, which I'm like, yes, I don't have to use my data.
That's awesome. And especially with, you know, having all of that, you know, the Disney app and how you, you know, get fast passes and wait times and
dining
food reservations.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense. And so it's awesome that they've added that to select Walt Disney World buses. Epcot.
Yeah. So you know, Epcot's going through all these changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've also added that Test Track will be down for refurbishment.
Okay.
Between January 13th of 2020 to February 26th of 2020.
Okay.
But from times past, I always know that it could be done sooner
or later.
So if you're like, oh, I'll decide to plan my trip on February 27th, then it might not be up.
Yeah.
So just know it might not.
Could be delays, could be earlier, but okay. Well, that's only for a couple weeks, so I think we should be able to get through it.
It should be really fast.
And then Universal Orlando Blue Man Group, which I've seen Blue Man Group in Las Vegas, and it was awesome. And I've heard amazing things about Blue Man Group in Orlando, too. So they've got a Florida resident discount offer on Blue Man Group tickets. It's a 6-ticket limit per transaction. Tickets are $54 plus tax for adults and $29 plus tax for children. Tickets are usually $60 for adults and $30 for children. So you save a couple bucks there. And this is for performances between October 21st and January 1st. So, and it's, some people say like, oh, I walk right by it, but it's in between the Hard Rock and where you see the Rock and Roller Coaster on City Walk. And then you walk a little path in the back.
You see all the signs there.
Mm-hmm. You see three guys painted with blue paint.
Yes. Yes. And you hear some music.
Yep.
And so the show lasts about an hour and 45 minutes. So plan wisely.
Yep.
It's not like a regular 20-minute show in the park.
Right.
It's
a full-fledged Blue Man Group show with a live rock band, comedy, and lighting effects. So it's super fun. It's so fun.
I've never actually seen the Blue Man Group, but I want to go very badly. So this
now's your opportunity. Yeah. Busch Gardens Tampa, there's an Iron Gwazi update. What do we got?
So Busch Gardens actually released a video showing the construction update.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it has come a long way.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised. I didn't realize it was going to happen so soon. But it is opening next year, so they actually are moving a little faster. But this coaster is going to be awesome. As you might have listened to in the past episodes of ours, it's replacing the wooden Gwazi that actually shut down back in 2015. And this new coaster, Iron Gwazi, will be over 200 feet tall. It will be the tallest hybrid coaster in North America. And the fastest of its kind in the world, reaching speeds up to 76 miles per hour with a 91 degree drop.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
They was like, we're going to do everything in one. It's going to be very for the thrill seekers.
That's awesome. That, I don't know, 200 feet tall kind of scares me a little bit, just saying. All right, so let's get into, actually, there wasn't a lot of news this week, which is kind of nice.
It was pretty chill. I guess, like, everyone's going through, I guess, construction. And
yeah.
They're like, you know, we're going to take a little break right now.
So let's get into fall festivals and pumpkin patches.
Yes. So I have an array of stuff that I put out here. Two of these, we were talking about three today. Two of them I've actually experienced, and the one I have not, but I heard great things about.
Okay.
The first one I'm going to say is the beloved for me in my hometown of Bradenton, Florida, Hunsader Farms.
Okay.
So I've been going to Hunsader Farms since I was like in first grade. Okay. I went to school with their family. So it's very dear to my heart, but their pumpkin festival is very homey.
Okay.
It's smaller on the smaller end, but they still have a big array of pumpkins that you could take photos in, you know, Instagrammable photos.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only open on the weekends.
Okay.
So there's this weekend, the 19th and the 20th, and the next weekend is the last weekend they're doing for the pumpkin festival. So it's the 28th annual pumpkin festival. Admission is $10. Parking is $5. And children 10 and under are free. They have a lot of cool stuff. They have a craft show, live music, shows, pumpkins, homemade ice cream, which is delicious. Mm. They have a little market there, and they have a train that goes around.
Aw, so cute.
So it's a really fun place to bring the kids.
And there are some things that a lot of the things are included with admission, but there are some other things that are not included that are an additional fee.
Right.
So just know that when you're walking around. But this sounds super fun. Hay rides. Gotta love a good hay ride.
It is. It's
you never know where you're going to find that hay, though, when you get out of that hay ride.
Oh, yeah. It's all over.
It's all over. So, yeah. So, that remind us where that is again.
That's in Bradenton, Florida.
Okay. And it's Hunsader.
Hunsader.
Hunsader Farms. Bradenton, Florida. So, go check that one out. All right. What's next?
Another one is Harvest Moon Fun Farms.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little hike for us.
Okay.
I don't know how to say the town. I've been here before, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So they spell it Masarykton, Florida.
Masaryk Town?
Sorry horrible. If you live here and we don't know how to say it.
I've never been there. I've never heard of it. Okay.
So I've been here, and when you drive up there, you really don't know. You think it's just like all residential pretty mm-hmm. much or like farms back there. But when you arrive to it, it is a big land of just all these fun things. Like they have a maze, mm-hmm. a corn maze. They have a big pumpkin patch. And my favorite thing is the jumping pillow.
What?
They have this like huge pretty much like trampoline.
Okay.
And of all ages could go on this.
A trampoline though filled with air.
Yes. It's like. Very. It's
that sounds
very
fun.
I've been on it and I feel like a child again.
Okay.
So there's a lot of cool stuff that's going on there, and they also have little kiddie rides like a cow train, and they're the petting zoo. Oh, the petting zoo is so cute. All the little goats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I don't know.
You're a big fan of like the baby animals.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. You could feed the animals.
And is this the one with the Tampa Bay Lightning corn maze? I think this is the one with the Tampa Bay Lightning corn maze.
I didn't know they had it Tampa Bay Lightning themed.
They have a 5-acre corn maze, and I believe this year's design is go bolts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I don't go in mazes.
No.
So I get really nervous in them.
Yeah, that you can't find your way out.
I know my fiance loves it.
Okay.
He prides himself on getting out of them.
Okay. So that's Harvest Moon Fun Farm in Florida. I'm not even going to attempt to say the town it's in. So,
but it's really cute out there. And
all
they
right.
also have like a food truck and stuff. So there's food
nice.
Out there.
All right.
And the last one I have never been to, but it is popping up all over Instagram right now, especially people from Central Florida. And a friend of mine already went and they told me great things.
Okay.
It's called Southern Hill Farms. And Southern Hill Farms is in Claremont, Florida.
Okay.
And not only do they have a pumpkin patch, but they have a sunflower, like, garden.
Ooh.
And these sunflowers are as tall as me, so 5 foot.
Huge. Yeah.
And I'm a little taller than 5 foot, but it's about 5 foot, the sunflowers. So these sunflowers are huge, and you could pick them.
Oh, fun.
So not only do you just get to play around and take photos in the sunflower patch, you can actually take some home. So it's really cool. With this one, you have to pay per vehicle.
Okay. So load them up, people.
Exactly. So it's open on, I have the dates here. Let me make sure. It's open on Saturday, Sundays, and Wednesdays.
Okay. So through November 3rd.
Through November 3rd. And admission per vehicle is $20 plus fees. And on the Wednesdays, it's $10 plus fees.
Okay.
And my friend really just went for the Instagram photos, but it did not disappoint, she said, because she said that it was, there's so many. I was afraid, you know, they're picking sunflowers. I was like, by the time, like, let's say I get there, let's say if I go this weekend, like, all the sunflowers are going to be gone. And she was like, no, like, they have a separate area.
Okay.
Of the picking and the actual field that you could take photos in. So, has a regular pumpkin patch there and all live music and guest food trucks and a Blueberry Express rides.
Cool. And that's called Southern Hill Farms. It says here you probably want to go to their Facebook event pages because I'm not sure if, like, you have to tell them ahead of time.
You do. That's the thing is you have to buy. Sorry, I didn't mention that before. You have to go on their website and purchase your vehicle tag in advance because it is becoming so popular. So just keep that in mind. Visit their website. They'll have more information if you would like to. SouthernHillFarms.brushfire.com/fallfestival.
Okay.
Okay? So if you want to know about that and you want to take photos of the sunflower patches, by all means.
Yes, but go to their website and get your vehicle pass early.
Yes.
And then it says also that they're going to ask you how many people are going to be in your vehicle. That's just so they can make sure that they don't go over capacity.
Absolutely.
So not that everybody in your car needs a ticket, but just so that they can keep a count to make sure they don't go over. All right, Michaela, what is your theme park tip of the week?
It really just goes back to the fall festival and pumpkin patches. There's just more to do than just theme parks.
Right.
You could always go to these fun festivals that they're going on, especially now that the holiday season is going to come about. There's going to be way more festivals that are coming out, and we'll share that with you when we hear it.
So one day you go to a fall festival, the other day you go to a theme park.
There you go.
See? There you go. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Don't forget, if you have any questions for us, email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.